Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for Steve's favorite segment, Ask the CLO. All right, Steve, here we go, Chief Love Officer. This one is from Dancy in Silver Spring. Dancy writes, I'm a 30-year-old single female living at my parents' home temporarily until I close on my house with my fiancé. He doesn't live with us, but he's at the house a lot. And the other night, he was over late, and we started fooling around in the den. My dad woke up, and we didn't hear him until he walked in on us, naked on his couch. I thought he was going to have a heart attack, but he managed to calm down. I am so embarrassed, and I can't look him in the eye now. How can I ever get past this?
No, you ain't gonna be able to get past that. You was naked in front of your daddy, and a man was on
what
top
a man.
Of him. Yeah. how are you supposed to sell this? No, this is one that you don't get over.
No.
This one right here, how you going to get past? You just keep not looking at it.
But, Daddy, that's it.
Hold on. Which daddy am I?
Oh, hey, Daddy.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
Yeah. I thought I was your only daddy.
But, Daddy, we didn't hear... Daddy, I'm sorry.
I know you didn't hear me. That's why I came down here. I heard y'all.
Can we just move on? Get to the next one?
No, you should have waited till you moved out. You know, all on my couch now. I got to get this couch redone in here.
But, Daddy, we are getting married.
Getting married, two different things.
Well, Daddy, how come you're not really looking me in my eye and saying anything?
I'm looking you in your eye. You the one ain't looking at me.
I know I can't.
Hold your eyes up. Look over here.
No, Daddy.
Okay.
Did you tell Mama?
Hell yeah, I told her.
Oh, Lord.
That's why she ain't said nothing to you.
Okay, we're moving on. Whew. Marnesha in Fort Myers says, I'm in my late 20s and my coworker and I are in a relationship, but his wife works with us. I have been trying to be respectful to his wife, but she has a very nasty attitude. And I have gotten written up for having my nails too long at work. She finds petty reasons to pick on me, and I've had enough. I told my boyfriend to get his wife off my back, or I'm going to end up getting us fired, and he will be in divorce court. She talks to him crazy at work, too, and I don't like it. Should I curse her out and quit, or grin and bear it?
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on, wait. She's the girlfriend of this man who's married, who is they boss.
Whoa.
You better not say nothing.
Curse the boss out because you're sleeping with her husband.
You got a lot of nerve. The audacity.
Are you crazy?
And you don't like the way he talked to her.
Unmitigated gall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
So should she curse her out and quit or grin and bear it? Stay there.
Girl, first of all,
so crazy.
See, nothing about this question is right.
At all.
Should
at all.
I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of the way she talking to me.
She's so disrespectful.
Oh, she's disrespectful.
Right.
You're sleeping with her husband.
Yes.
The ultimate disrespect, and now you want her to be respectful?
Mm.
Lady, if I were you, I would forget that you wrote this letter.
Yeah.
I would go get me another job.
Thank you.
And I would stop sleeping with that man.
Yes. All right, we're moving on. That's all the help Steve can give you. Samaya in Mobile, 57-year-old married woman. She's in love with a man that she goes to church with. Her husband knows that they had an affair years ago and they went to counseling. But this is not the same guy as before. She hasn't had sex with a new guy yet, so she prays daily for strength to resist him. She asked her husband if they can visit other churches, and he refused to switch. How can I keep seeing this man and resisting temptation? What should I do?
Oh, I see what you're with her. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have tendencies.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Temptation.
Uh-huh.
It's temptation.
Yeah, we're all faced with it. Yeah.
Well, but every time she faced with it, she do something about
she
it.
She acts on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's the difference.
See, what she know is temptation to her is I'm finna act on it.
Right.
So now how do I not act on it? Because once you tempt me, I must yield to temptation.
Yeah, because she sees him all the time.
Right, and she has tendencies.
Yeah. What should she do?
You know, kind of like, you know, kind of rhymes with grownish, blackish. You know, it's right in that vein.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Grownish, blackish.
Uh-huh. The adverb, I got you.
You know.
I got you.
And she trying to stop acting that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know,
Right.
But she don't want to be that no more. But so she's trying to fight what you are.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, it's good to fight it, though. It's good to fight.
Clearly, but you know, in my heart of heart, this is what I do. I'm just telling you right now.
I'm just trying to be
I am who I am.
Yeah, be who I am, baby.
You can ask the Lord about me.
Be yourself. Because
clearly, he made me this way. Me and my husband been to counseling once. There's another one coming in here now. And I'm not really sure he's going to go back to counseling me the second time. Because I'm finna do his.
But she does pray daily, she says, for the strength to resist him.
No, she's not.
That's what she said.
No, she's not. She done wrote a letter. See, you don't pray and then write a strawberry letter.
Mm-hmm. Right. She's even asked her husband to visit other churches, Steve.
Just get me out of here.
Right.
Help me.
Yeah. But if you go to another church, might be somebody fine over there.
Some more hotties, right.
And you 57 years old. Sit your ass down somewhere before you mess around and go to hell. You're getting close to the gate now.
Oh, the pearly gates are closing in. All right, moving on. Marianne in D.C. says, I'm a 49-year-old divorced woman, and I'm going on a girls' trip for New Year's Eve with my two married girlfriends. There's a guy that I just started dating, and he wants to come on the trip and get a separate room to bring in the new year with me. The girls aren't bringing their husband, so they're telling me that I shouldn't have my guy there. Do you think it will ruffle his feathers and make him uninterested if I tell him he can't join me? Should I plan something with him and do a trip later with my girlfriend?
Well, girls like to have their little girl time to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now let's do the math here. Mm-hmm. Both them married and you ain't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably why you ain't married is every time somebody want to do something with you, you want to drag your damn girlfriend.
Okay. Uh-huh. See where you're going with this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. See your point. Uh-huh.
Now, what you could do is cancel on your girlfriends and go somewhere with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's
or
what she
you
said.
Need to find out if this dude is worth it or the time. And you might, and if he worth some time, then y'all schedule something on your own.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then if he ain't with you on New Year's Eve, you finna find out a whole lot more then anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the man that wanna spend time with you on New Year's Eve is usually kind of serious. That's a big weekend to tell all of them.
That's right.
Gonna make
not
it.
All of them.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Parts.